Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After the hour, this is the Good Day Health Program. I'm enthusiastically yours. I'm enthused because I have Dr. Ken Kronos here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We both work together to produce a program that will be enlightening for you. This program is aired all around the country every weekend with lots of people putting aside an hour of their time to catch up on the medical news and the research that's being done by Ken at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's an eminent cardiologist, circulatory. He likes to call himself a preventative cardiologist, which is kind of a cool name and actually what he does. When I go to see him every year, we still have a few items of interest to maybe discuss as they play into some of these issues this week regarding your expertise in heart problems, the things that are important for all of us to keep in our minds as we move forward to try to stay healthy and, as Ken says, stay on planet Earth as long as possible. So let's get started with something that I find annoying, however, because it's there. We have to deal with it. That is more on COVID, with a study that sort of answers the question, it looks like, Ken, who is most likely to get long COVID? Who is most likely to get long COVID? Good question.
And fortunately, there's not much news on COVID this week, so it'll keep you with a smile on your face.
Right. Yes.
This is an important study out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine this week, because too many people are suffering from COVID, and too often we don't know what the cause is. Big question everyone asks us doctors is how long will it last? We really don't know. Why are we getting it? Not well known until this study came out, and it tells us who's most likely to get long COVID. Remember, long COVID is when you get symptoms of COVID that last for more than 2 to 3 months, or if you get new symptoms that are part of COVID you didn't have originally, about 2 to 3 months after the onset. So who's most likely to get long COVID? And who's not likely to get long COVID was also answered in this study. The people most likely to get long COVID, you want to guess, Doug, are three groups. Do you want to guess? You want me to give them out quickly?
The people who are most likely to get long COVID are people who have bad, really bad, bad. If your immune system doesn't work, that's, I suppose, by definition, bad. But I would say that would be on the top of the list, yes?
Those are high up. These are people who have had the worst of the COVID, severe COVID, and they're in the group who are at risk of getting long COVID. There's three other groups, not as likely or as obvious, but if you think about it, they're pretty obvious.
All right, I'm going to leave it to you.
Smokers.
Ah, yes.
Those who are obese.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Obese, we're talking about BMI greater than 30. And then another one, females.
But just women?
Women in general. And I don't know whether this is because they're more sensitive to their issues, or they go more often to the physicians and they get captured in the system, or whether it's really genuine. And this has to be studied a little more.
Hmm. All right. So when you say it has to be studied a little more, how does that take place? Who takes up the mantle of studying this more?
Well, this is a very active area of study, and it's just that it's new. I mean, how...
But at this point, don't we know everything that there is to know
about COVID?
What else is there to know other than it changes every 5 minutes and yada, yada?
There's still a lot to know. I mean, we only first had our first cases a little over 3 years ago. So it's a relatively new illness. We're still learning a lot about it. We can't even agree on the origins, and I don't even want to go there. Mm-hmm. But as sad as that is, but
I think we've agreed pretty much. I think at this point we pretty much all agreed. Anybody who's got any common sense as to where it started, how it started,
yes,
and
but, But the COVID-19 is still, long COVID-19, there's still a lot to be learned about it. And as I mentioned, we still really don't totally understand what causes it, how long it'll last. And I think we learn a little bit better from this study who's most likely to get it. And the other issue about it, who's least likely to get it, in the study they showed that if you had at least two pokes of the vaccine, you were significantly less likely to get long COVID.
In the first round, you mean, first time around?
At any point, at least two pokes.
Are there anybody, that's a good question that needs clarification. So let's say we didn't get the first three shots. And now we've decided, watching all the advertising, my pharmacist told me the other day that all it is now is a money play as far as Pfizer is concerned and Johnson & Johnson and whomever. They're just trying to get people to take it. But the benefits of taking, in his opinion, of getting the shots now is minimal. But let's say you haven't had the first three. What happens if you decide to take the shots now? Do you have the same protection? Because this stuff is different than the first round. So what happens if you're starting fresh and you've never had a shot before and you're taking the shots now?
All right. So you're asking about the booster versus...
Do they call them boosters now?
Yes.
They still do. Okay.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
You're talking about the original vaccine versus the booster, which was a combination of the original plus a change in the shot. And if you have never been vaccinated, you can actually go to a menu and choose from which way to go. And if you were asking me, I would recommend that you take two of the boosters, which is the combination, and that's how you get vaccinated over a period of time, 3 to 4 weeks, depending on which brand you got. But that would be a menu for your doctor to decide for you. But there are people in that category. And if you go to the various pharmacies that offer the shot, you can see they give you that big, wide menu of choices. Do you want the original? Do you want the booster? One, two? Because all of those possibilities do exist.
Good question. What would you do? What would you do and what would you advise if one of your patients came into your clinic, late cardiology in Mount Dora, and said, I haven't had the shots, Ken. What do I do?
How old are they?
Your age.
I would recommend that they get, as I said, initially the bivalent, the mixed vaccine that has the original strain plus Omicron in it. And then if they were doing, you know, whether the Pfizer or the Moderna, it would be 3 to 4 weeks later with the same bivalent vaccine.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's the advice from the man who knows. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Reach out to him at Lake Cardiology for an appointment by calling 352-735-1400. We roll along in a moment here on Good Day Health.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
With Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health every weekend, going through the research that's important to people of all ages. Doesn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman. There's something here for everybody. Speaking of women, there's a study that I saw about women who have mental illness. What does that mean to their body? We understand what it means to their mind, but what might that mean for their body?
Doug, you have been the champion in the couple of decades that I've known you of the mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another example, one that you may have predicted a long time ago, but this is newsworthy. This comes out of a very important medical journal, The Lancet.
Yep.
And they're reporting that women with mental illnesses, we're talking about anxiety, depression, and other more serious mental illnesses, but any mental illness, may be at higher risk for developing cervical cancer. So
why would be the question?
Why? This study was not powered to figure that out, but we could speculate, and hopefully more research will be done. But we know how when one has mental illness, their immune system just doesn't work as well. It's paralyzed a bit, and in order to prevent cancer anywhere in the body, you really do need to have a good immune system. You know, one might speculate that cervical cancer has been noted to be related to sometimes your activities, if you will, and perhaps prudent activity was not performed with sexual activity when there were mental illnesses, but this is only perhaps suggested by this study, and it needs to be looked at. And I think it has to do directly with the mind-body connection, not probably due to other behaviors that could have occurred. But we believe that cervical cancer is in a way related to a virus that you can get by sexual transmission, or you can prevent by getting vaccinated.
That's those shots that are recommended for youngsters that in a fairly early age.
So perhaps women with mental illness are getting less well vaccinated, are having many more sexual partners, but that would be the only speculation that one could draw from this. But I think there's probably some relationship directly to the immune system and its protection. But again, all of this is speculation. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, in terms of the spirit mind body connection, there are a lot of things. I think that cancers in general, my experience, my knowledge, which many of the items that we talk about, my attitude is predicated on what you tell me or us on the study front. But I think stress causes cancer. I think mental stress is a very strong contributor, maybe not the only one, but it makes it easy for these cells, if your body is challenged and you have a weakened immune system, you're a sitting duck for most of the cancers that are problematic today. So that would be where I'd come down. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, continuing another half hour and then some of Good Day Health.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you how wonderfully easy it is to get to Dr. Ken. I love going into the reception area in his clinic down in Madura. It's warm, it's welcoming. You get to talk to the folks that are in the office. They welcome you. You sign up. You wait for a few minutes to talk to Ken or to the staff. They do all the testing and things. Maybe you go there for EECP, whatever it is. You can, and if you don't know what that is, well, you need to take a primer in it from Ken. So go see him and find out how it can help you in your heart. 352-735-1400 for Ken's office. 352-735-1400. Speaking of heart. Right.
Can I just mention before we go to the heart, we were talking about this very interesting study about cervical cancer, and we just ran out of time. And one of the important things in this study was that they also pointed out that those women who were involved with substance abuse also had a greater risk of cervical cancer. So somewhere it may be there. But they, in this study, they were not able to really look at cigarette use, hormonal contraceptives, or at sexually transmitted diseases. And these are all other features that they pointed out in the study that need to be investigated. Very interesting study.
All right. So while we are here in the women's department, let's talk about this study focusing on ovaries and what happens to women if they have a hysterectomy, basically, before they're 43, right? What does this do to...
Absolutely. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA Network Open this week. And you may be wondering, why are we thinking about removing ovaries before age 43 and even studying this? You know, when I saw this reported, that was the first thought in my mind. And the reason is because we're now getting so good at genetics, and we can predict whether women are at severe, moderate, or mild risk for getting ovarian cancer. And one of the questions is, it's easy to know that if a woman is at high risk of getting ovarian cancer, getting out the ovaries at an early age makes sense. But what about so many women who are at moderate risk, not severe risk? And this study helps to push in the direction of the current recommendation, which is for women at moderate or mild risk of getting ovarian cancer, not to remove the ovaries, because we learned in this study that when you remove the ovaries before age 43, you increase the risk of getting Parkinson's
disease. Why would that be, though? What do you think that would be? It seems rather a strange connection, doesn't it?
It does seem like a strange connection. And the only thing that you can probably speculate is that you lose the estrogen hormonal effects. And somehow these added hormonal benefits of having ovaries do affect the brain.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's a, there's a kind of a strange one, it would seem. Anyway, there's a thing here that's not really related. Let's hold on to this, the urinary tract infection item and how people get it, or one of the ways people get it. What I do want to sort of remind people about, or I wonder out loud about the cost of insulin. Maybe we ought to talk about that. Maybe it requires more than a few minutes. But the Senate in Illinois, as an example of what ought to be done around the country and has been done in some other states, are rolling out a plan to cap the cost of insulin at $35. A lot of pressure mounting to bring the cost down. Growing number of people with diabetes had to ration their insulin. We've talked about this before. What makes it cost? The costs have gone up 600% in the last 20 years. And what is the, this is really a disservice, so they're taking action on it. You'd think the drug companies would be smart enough to take action on their own, but apparently they're not. So we'll get to that. Lots of other things happening here on Good Day Health.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. The indictment of former President Trump marks the first criminal case against a former U.S. president. Trump has already weighed in, calling it political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. He could be arraigned early next week. Five people are being arrested and a warrant is out for a sixth in connection to a deadly fire at a Mexican migrant facility earlier this week. Officials say 39 people died and dozens were injured after the blaze broke out at a detention center Monday night. The U.S. military is mourning the loss of 9 soldiers in a crash of 2 helicopters in Kentucky Wednesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the families, units, and all those affected by this tragedy.
An aircraft safety team is investigating. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour, this week's Good Day Health visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can hear this program on the radio station you're listening to. It's also available as a podcast and a download at American Family Farmer, which is another show that I do. No, at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Ken and Dr. Jack have their time with you. The most recent Ken podcast covers a number of topics as usual, keeping track of and setting goals for daily steps. We had a lot of talk about my visit down there, and I just said to Ken, I have my tracker on, which is kind of a Fitbit, but more so because it tracks my heartbeat. Let's see what all the things are. My heart rate, my temperature, my vital statistics in general, what my temperature is, blood pressure, yep,
oxygenation, and your mental stress score.
Yep. Also, there's a stopwatch on this thing and a timer. It's very cool. I'm looking at the distance and the things that you can find out how much
your quality
you walk, how
of
you move.
Sleep.
Yep. Right, all of that is there. So if you're visiting with Ken, you want to ask him about that when you're there. Okay, I left a couple of things hanging in the last half hour. By the way, the discussion, Ken's podcast is available every week. All Good Day Health podcasts are available free, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And there are a myriad of ways of getting it, Spreaker, Stitcher, I don't know, Band-Aid, all these crazy names. All right, now, let's see. Let's talk about these uterine problems. People are having I was thinking about that from our discussion of the ovaries in the last half hour, but now urinary tract infections and what's been discovered as to how you may get a UTI.
Yes, urinary tract infections, very common in women, a lot less common in men. Much more common in women just based on the anatomy. The parts are much more exposed in a woman. And if you don't practice very careful bathroom habits, it's easy to spread E. coli from the colon to the urinary tract. And that's how most women do get it. But in this study, it was published just this month in One Health, we learned that a fair amount of the E. coli actually comes from the meat that we eat, from chicken, turkey, and pork. And this is a bit surprising, but nevertheless important. Just means that when we do consume these meats, you have to cook them really carefully. When you cook these meats, you have to be careful to wash your hands and make sure if you handle the raw meat, keep yourself clean, keep the countertops clean. And most importantly, in the bathroom hygiene, especially women, you want to move from front to back when you wipe and not the other way. And that's the best way to prevent getting a urinary tract infection and just keep the hands clean.
Why would it be that you, not to put too fine a point on it, but why would the way you wipe yourself off make a difference?
Well, we need to give Doug an anatomy lesson, ladies, don't we?
Okay, never mind.
And just think about where located,
okay.
And it's very easy to mix them up in a woman.
Yep, okay. And that's one of the sad reality. You know, I would talk about this. I actually will talk about this on the American Family Farmer show that I do because it seeds into a discussion that we have frequently there about salmonella, listeria, E. coli,
exactly.
How much of it there is around, how easy it is to be exposed to it, and the meat, especially the stuff that doesn't come from America. There are two ways of, and I'll put my farmer hat on if you'll allow me, Ken, for a second, in terms of meat, but anything. You hear these listeria and salmonella and E. coli problems from packaged vegetables, from lettuce and spinach being packaged because it's not cleaned well enough at the farm. This is the problem of having huge factory farms. You're not served well by buying the crap that comes from there because of the dangers that Ken has just outlined. E. coli is very dangerous. Salmonella, listeria, they're all very dangerous. You get them into your system, it's pretty doggone hard to get them out of your system. And they can raise havoc, especially if you have a weakened immune system. You get into your stomach and you get nauseous, you get diarrhea, you get headaches, you get cramps, you get all kinds of things. And that's just a light case of any of these things.
And if I may, in this study, interestingly, the authors did not recommend for women with recurrent urinary tract infections to become vegetarians. They just recommended...
Really? Well, cook the meat. Yeah, no, you
exactly.
cook it
That's
through
exactly.
and through. You don't eat raw exactly. anything. You don't eat raw fish. You don't eat raw chicken. You don't eat raw meat. You cook it through and through. Otherwise, you're just asking for it. And that, again, with my farmer hat
exactly.
on, you are looking for trouble. The way the government has screwed up all of this stuff, or allowed it to get screwed up, so the big ag comes in with beef and chicken and pork from China, from Brazil, from God knows where it comes from, because there's no requirement for a label on the meat as to where it comes from. So you think you're buying beef that may be grown in America, but you don't really know. There are moves afoot to change that, but it's like taking literally an act of Congress to do it. So in the meantime, you don't know what you're getting. So if you order at a restaurant a rare steak or you want your hamburger done medium rare, you are crazy because you don't know what you're putting into your body, and you have all of the risks of what Ken just explained and then some. So, all right, I get off my high horse. So, but let's, while we're here, what is it? What's the most? This can't be the most common cause of urinary tract infection, is it?
The most common cause is when a woman does not wipe herself properly.
Okay.
Wipes herself from rear to front, and that's the most common reason why women get urinary tract infections. Men get urinary tract infections much rarer when there's structural abnormalities in the urinary tract, and there become interactions between flows that shouldn't be occurring.
Got it. Okay. In a moment, we're going to go down Ken Street as a cardiological expert. Heart problems, we have a couple of stories to catch up on with Ken's expertise and research, and one of them has to do with weight loss. And so I'll talk for a moment about Calitrin, one of the greatest. This isn't an invention, it isn't a discovery. It's a disciplined approach after scientific research coming up with a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that is safe for everybody over the age of 12. I think it's horrible that I have to say that. I guess I don't have to say it. I think it's horrible that youngsters at 12 to 18 or anybody is overweight when the causes usually are self-inflicted. So if, in fact, that's the case, I'm not here to be judgmental. I'm just telling you that if your family has a problem, you should really investigate Calitrin. Go to the website, toploss.com, and check out all of, you've probably looked around at other weight loss supplements and other weight loss programs. You come around to this if you want the natural approach. That's it. And it works. 86% success rate. So that makes it the number one choice for healthy weight loss in America. For years, it's been available in a liquid or a capsule, and now there's a powder that you can get. Take any or all of them. Mix and match, still has the same results. Check it all out at the website, toploss.com. Get a special bargain deal when you're buying the product using the discount code Doug, and also using Doug as the discount code, you get free shipping on Calitrin, the natural weight loss supplement. Check it out at toploss.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Back with Dr. Ken here. So the benefits is we talk about weight loss products and that sort of thing. What are some of the benefits of weight loss for heart problems, victims of heart disease? You know, one of the things we talk about with some of these weight loss products is what happens. You lose the weight, that's great, but with many people, it comes back again. So what's the scoop here?
This is out of Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes this week, Doug. And you ask a really good question. So why does weight reduction help prevent heart disease? Because it helps three of the most important causes of heart disease: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Lose 10 pounds, it'll definitely help your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and your diabetes. But what this study very importantly shows, even with a 10-pound weight loss, people will lose it, and then they'll gain back a little bit of it. But the benefits to the heart remain, even with a few pounds that you gain back.
All right, another item here of interest. If you've had a heart attack, you may be risking what?
This is actually a prevention study out of the Annals of Internal Medicine that looked at asymptomatic patients, patients who have no symptoms of heart disease. 9,500 Danish citizens, 40 and older. How many you think in that group had any coronary disease and didn't have any idea? Put roughly, guess.
In that country? I wouldn't think the number would be too high.
Almost 50% of that population.
In that country? Wow.
Yes, yes. 47%. Almost 50% of that population, age 40 and older, had no symptoms of heart disease but had some coronary artery disease. And 10% had severe coronary artery disease, and it was felt that they were at 8 times risk for death from a heart attack than those who had.
So all these problems contribute to the risk of you having a heart attack.
Well, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, mental stress, obesity, smoking, all of these things, yes, increase risk. But the point is that we need, if you try to screen, you know, you had a CTA of the coronaries.
Yes.
If you, for screening, actually you had it, you have a thoracic aortic aneurysm. So we weren't screening, we were following that up. But while I was there, I looked at your coronaries. You try to get that approved by insurance, you can't, because there's no protocol for screening for coronary artery disease with the CTA yet. But this study, using the CT angiogram, looked at this population in Denmark, age 40 and older, showed half actually have coronary artery disease. So hopefully we will develop insurance approvals for screening the population to prevent heart attacks. Time is due. This study shows it. Excellent science, and those of you who are at risk of having heart attacks and have no signs or symptoms, talk to your doctors about whether screening should be done. We shouldn't be screening everybody, but people with risk factors should get screened.
Well, I got to tell you, I think there are so many important things that we need to keep on our mind, and it's up to you. You know, Ken can give you the info. You can get it from your doctor, but you have to take the action, and that's the sad reality. A lot of people don't. They think it's up to the doctor to keep them healthy. It's up to you, with the information that you have at your disposal, to keep yourself healthy. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Three past the hour, time on Good Day Health for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and with him are the factors that we sort of are looking for when it comes to everyday common sense approaches to health and well-being, even though he specializes in cardio care as a preventative cardiologist. Lots of people go to him for lots of different reasons. You can visit with him as well, whether it be in person down in Florida or whether using the Zoom telemedicine way. Either way, greatly satisfying, I would say. That would be the way I would describe it. Ken at 352-735-1400, okay? I didn't suggest that for a good time you call Ken. I'm just saying for good information, you call 352, and you might have a good time there. It depends on what's going on in your body. 352-735-1400. Okay, we've been talking about your specialty, the benefits of losing weight and that sort of thing. So I wonder, and so do listeners, about eating nuts and seeds. Is it true? I know you have talked about this, but I think there's some proof that eating nuts and seeds may reduce the risk of getting heart disease. Is there a specific kind of nut, or is it just nuts?
Well, nuts and seeds, they contain unsaturated fats, Doug, fats that are heart healthy and also protective antioxidants that are very good. They help keep the blood pressure down. The key is not overdoing it. So a handful of nuts especially is heart protective, and seeds are extremely heart protective.
Not like a spoonful of sugar that makes the medicine go down. I eat a lot of peanuts. I eat a lot of cashews. I think that they are, I like them, and I think they're good for me from all the things that we've gleaned from the various studies we've talked about. But there are all kinds of nuts out there. So,
and you want the unsalted, the unroasted. You just want raw, natural nuts.
But those are not as much fun as salted ones.
They are not.
There you go. Now, question comes up on people and their sleep. I've read a lot of stuff lately about people who have sleep apnea and the various devices that are around. I have a friend who's my lawyer, actually, that has a horrible case of this, and I've seen some of the contraptions that he uses. So if this goes untreated, so this is the warning, if you are a younger person or the parent of a younger person, you better listen to Ken on this.
Medical Journal Sleep this week. Let me tell you, Mom and Dad, sleep apnea is not just for the older obese adults. Teenagers get sleep apnea. And this disturbing report shows that in teenagers who have difficulty breathing when they sleep, it affects the development of their brain. So if you notice your child, your teenager is having issues when they breathe, they snore, they actually stop breathing when they sleep, get it checked out. You may help them develop their brain properly.
All right, next up, a question about losing one spouse. If you're somebody who's been with, let's say, someone for 35, 40, 45 years, and you lose your loved one, what does that do to you, especially on the male side of the equation? I've seen this boy bear out any number of times. Women, the wife dies, the husband goes right after it. So how is that? How do we put the numbers and the facts together here, Ken?
So let's take in some examples. So a hypothetical man or woman in their 60s who loses their spouse, who do you think it affects more? You lose the spouse, the living man or the living woman, who's affected more?
Well, I know because I'm looking at the study. That's not fair. It's the man.
And it's the man dramatically more. In this study, if you were in your 60s, if you were a man, you were 70% more likely to die in the first year after losing your spouse than other men around you. For a woman, it was only 27%. Still a lot, but much less affected than the man by losing a spouse.
Wow.
PLOS-1 Medical Journal this week.
All right, quickly, traffic accidents and the risk of birth complications. I know that there are a lot of circumstances in which traffic accidents cause premature birth. Does that play into that? What happens in that circumstance?
You can see how it would cause premature labor, but in the study that you're looking at, it also does create problems with the birth and with the child. So mm-hmm. important, Mom, wear that seatbelt. Be protected. Just be careful in the car because it has some unexpected consequences to the child.
It's really interesting how you see wearing a seatbelt is basically something that's connected to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Check out his the entire program, Good Day Health, every week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.